We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's driving the conversation in California today? Every weekday at this time, we explore a topic that's making news in our state. This is the State of California.
Good afternoon. This is the State of California. Doug Sovereign is away today.
Today, we can't ignore the disturbing incident when Paul Pelosi was attacked with a hammer by a man who broke into his San Francisco home this morning looking for his wife, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Mr. Pelosi suffered a fractured skull in the attack, but is expected to recover. The violence comes during intense political division ahead of the approaching midterm elections.
We're going to talk more about this. We are going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and bring on our guest, KCBS political analyst Larry Gersten. Larry, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Happy to be with you.
Your reaction to what happened early this morning?
Well, look, it's a tragedy. In and of itself, Patty, it's a tragedy in so many respects. To begin with, for Mr. Pelosi, what he had to go through, for Nancy Pelosi, the leader of the Democratic Party, the threat really against her. But beyond that, look, I don't want to be overdramatic, but it's a tragedy for the nation as a whole. And the worst of it is that this is not a one of. We're seeing increasing areas of violence across the country when it comes to political issues. And it starts as high as what we've seen right now, the Speaker of the House, the Governor of Michigan, and it goes all the way down to election workers, where the recent poll shows 1 out of 5 election workers will not be working in their jobs by 2024 because of the threats to their lives. So it's everywhere. It is in itself a pandemic.
And then you have a judge refusing to take on the case out of Arizona where there was voter intimidation with armed men and women following the 24-hour ballot boxes.
That's right, Brett. I mean, you've got elected officials who actually, if they don't agree with it, they're certainly not in a hurry to disagree with it. We've seen elected clerks, for example, one in Colorado who went ahead and literally wanted to change the voting data. It does penetrate, if you will, our political infrastructure. And this kind of thing has been building for some time, this whole conspiracy of how the government is illegitimate, the deep state, as they call it. And it's not just a bunch of ne'er-do-wells anymore. I did some research on some data here. It's kind of frightening. 1 out of 10 Americans in a poll taken September of last year, 1 out of 10 said it was okay to use violence against the government. 1 out of 4 said that either definitely or probably Joe Biden was not elected the president legitimately. This is the kind of fodder, if you will, that that provides the engine, but the nutrition for these people to go forward and take the law into their own hands.
So, Larry, how do you unspool this, right? I mean, how do you dial it back?
Yeah, we're always looking for the happy ending, right? Let's wrap this up with a bow and go on to the next problem. I'm sorry to tell you this, but I don't think this is an easy problem to solve. It's been decades in the making, and you just don't turn around a society that has fallen apart, as ours have, and do it in a week, a year, or even 10. I think we need to overhaul the way we learn about our democracy, what it means. It's so fragile, and people don't realize how fragile this institution we have is. They take it for granted, and it's something that is not automatic. It has to be nurtured day in and day out, and I feel that we have just lost that sense of urgency to protect the way this country was designed to work. So it's going to take a lot of serious commitments at the federal and state levels to re-educate us in ways that we're no longer being educated that we were 30, 40 years ago. And I think that's the big picture. But it's daunting, Patty. It's very daunting.
We had State Senator Scott Wiener on, who has expressed concerns or threats to his own political career and life. And he talked about how those threats often dictate how some lawmakers act when it comes to voting on certain issues. In fact, it reminded me of a quote from Republican Liz Cheney most recently, saying that the reason why there are so many lawmakers still behind President Trump is because they fear for the lives of not only themselves, but their families. So that's got to hurt democracy in the long run as well.
Yes, yes. I mean, it's hard to know if it's intimidation or rather it's security. And by security, I mean, this is where they're going. I will follow. That's my leadership, if you can follow that. I took with interest this morning the way that so many in Congress had expressed concern for Pelosi, well-known figures. And yet I remember that many of those well-known figures who expressed concern for her were among those who voted not to go on with the election or to refuse to endorse the election on January 6th. Isn't that interesting? And so for some of these people, it's a matter of not even a political correctness as much as just going and being in a safe place where I can operate because that's where the people are. That's not my definition of leadership, quite frankly.
So as you noted, I'm glad you brought that up. There are a number of prominent Republicans, bipartisan support for Nancy Pelosi, condemnation of the attack on Paul Pelosi. If you turn on Fox News this afternoon, they're treating this as a random attack and a sign that Democrats are soft on crime. A surprise there?
No, it's not a surprise. I mean, you know, there's a lot of, look, as in many areas of life, there's a lot of hypocrisy in politics. And we see this often, and it's easy to wink and just laugh it off. A person is against a big government, yet votes to have a great big project in his or her district. I mean, we've seen that kind of thing. But in this case, you're really talking about the foundation of our country. This isn't a one-off because we have too many one-offs, if you will, day in and day out, week in and week out. So many that they're not often even reported that a county clerk was so intimidated that he or she resigns from office, that the board decides to go ahead and recount the election because they feel there's some intimidation. Look what's going on in Arizona. I mean, this is a national movement of sorts of malcontents who believe that this country has gone wrong and they're taking it upon themselves to fix things. I can't tell you it's totally organized. It isn't. But you've got so many groups out there and so many angry individuals who believe that the deep state is running their lives, that it's something you just can't turn away from anymore.
Larry, really appreciate your conversation. Our guest, KCBS political analyst Larry Gersten. You can hear The State of California every weekday at 3:30 p.m. It is also available on the Odyssey app and on kcbsradio.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.